Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 26th of January 1970. What is the difference between Bap Dada and you? Day by day, the stage of your children will become more and more like that of the father. You will feel as though you have truly taken the body on loan, that you are guests just in order to perform actions. Unless you consider yourselves to be guests, you cannot be detached. Those who stay in the stage of detachment for a long time give others, through their words and activities, the experience of being beyond. The higher the stage becomes, the more you will experience being beyond. Whilst being in a body, you have to reach the stage of being beyond. You should experience the bodiless one, that is, the soul, as being separate from the body. This is called the complete stage of the pilgrimage of remembrance, or the practical result of yoga. Whilst speaking, the stage of detachment should pull you. Whilst listening to anything, it should be as though you are not hearing it. Others should have this feeling. This is the Karmatit stage. Karmatit means to be free of the bondage of the body also. You would be performing actions, but not creating any karmic account. It is as though the one who is performing actions is separate from the actions themselves. Day by day, you will continue to have such an experience. There is no need to use your intellect a lot when you have reached this stage. As soon as you have a thought, only that which has to happen will take place. Everyone has to reach this stage. Before going to the incorporeal world, you will have to go via the subtle region. Everyone has to meet there, and then you will go to your home, and then to your own kingdom. Just as there was a gathering in the corporeal world, the gathering will take place in the subtle region. That gathering of angels is very close. The angels will meet together. The spirits will converse with the spirits. Do you consider yourselves to be residents of Paramdham? You, the soul, a resident of Paramdham, have come into this corporeal world to perform a godly task. Fill yourself with love, and with unlimited disinterest, you will be able to face any situation easily. If you still consider yourselves to be effort makers, then you allow yourselves to make little mistakes. So don't see yourselves as effort makers, but become the embodiment of success. A child of the Almighty Authority can never fail in anything. See the star of victory on your forehead. Victory means success. Can the army of Shaktis and Pandavas fail in anything? Do you remember the story of what the Pandavas did in the previous kalpa? They were victorious. So now, make your consciousness elevated. You have been experiencing defeat for many births. So why, after becoming victorious, should you again get defeated? There should be the one strength and the one faith that victory is yours. If someone is not able to continue to move on this path, arrange to have them married. Their weakness has to be removed from around you. You have to become a detached observer and do it out of compulsion. It is not your desire, but you are just fulfilling the responsibility as an instrument. Not all souls have the power to claim their birthright at the same time. They will receive the introduction and they will even recognize Baba. But the part of some is now and the part of others is later. Some seeds bear fruit quickly and some a little later. Each one has a part at his own time. You must see the special virtue of one another and keep others in front of you. To keep someone in front of you is to make yourself move forward. Why do you make mistakes? Go into the depth of that. Become introverted and think about why that mistake happened. Try to digest it. The more you remain loving and cooperative with one another, the more you receive cooperation to remove Maya. To give cooperation means to receive cooperation. You have to forge the relationships for many births at this confluence age. Love is the instrument to forge a relationship. Just as thread is the instrument to sew clothes together, in the same way, the instrument to forge relationships for the future is the thread of love. You will have relationships there according to how you forge them together here. This is the time and place for forging them. Godly love can only be forged when love for everyone else has been broken. So now, finish all love for others and have love for the one. That love for all causes you distress, but this love for one makes you strong for all time. You have to break love away from all and link it with the one. You cannot join it anywhere else without first breaking it. Now, you can remove any weaknesses, but later, the time for removing weaknesses will be finished. Create such a stage that you are not defeated by Maya, even in thoughts. If you keep your mind busy in pure thoughts, then you will not have any other thoughts. Keep the mind busy in churning the treasures you have received. Acha Om Shanti.